Now, My Fox New York is reporting about a deadly police chase in Cleveland. And apparently, 63 officers have been suspended. According to the article, a review of a deadly police chase in Cleveland nearly a year ago has led to suspensions for 63 patrol officers who violated orders and department rules, the city police chief said on Tuesday last week. A fleeing driver and a passenger were killed when officers fired 137 shots at them in the 23-minute chase that involved five dozen cruisers and wove through residential neighborhoods before ending in gunfire. Police Chief Michael McGrath said the suspensions were the result of disciplinary hearings and violations ranged from insubordination to driving too fast during the chase. The hearing did not involve any of the officers involved in the shooting because a grand jury is investigating a possible criminal wrongdoing among the 13 officers who fired their weapons. No weapons or shell casings were found in the fleeing car. An initial review of the chase found 75 patrol officers violated orders, but the disciplinary hearings reduced that to 64. All but one received suspensions, with the longest being 10 days. So the question of police chases across North America comes up every day. And when you hear stories like that, you wonder how they exist at all. Police officer has to do his job or her job. But when you get a chase like that and all that gunfire, you got to wonder why anything like this happens and how police chases are allowed. We'll continue on doing what we do, but those type of idiots like in Cleveland don't need to be wearing a badge. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.